That said, it had not been all plain rolling. Opportunity had spent a few harrowing sols stuck in sand at Purgatory Ripple. Later, one of its steering motors failed. While it was exploring Victoria, it was caught in a global dust storm that cut it off from Earth and covered its solar panels with dirt. Happily, though, the same winds that drove the storms also blew the panels clean, or cleaner, after their passing. A joint in the shoulder of its robot arm, dicky since the mission started, finally seized up. On March 30th, 2011, Sol 2155 of its mission to Gusev, Spirit failed to check in with Earth by radio as scheduled. It was never heard from again. Opportunity continued its long trek to Endeavour Crater, 1,000 times larger than the crater in which it had started off. The point where it reached the rim was named Spirit Point in memoriam. On August 6, 2012, a newer, bigger rover, Curiosity, landed at the foot of Aeolios Mons, thousands of kilometres away. Opportunity looked after itself for 9 days to allow the scientists and engineers to make a fuss of the newcomer, then set out to study the intriguing smectite clays that a European orbiter had detected on Cape York, a peak further along Endeavour's rim. As the unexpected years went by, Opportunity continued along the hilly rim of Endeavour until it came to Perseverance Valley, which cuts through towards the crater floor. It was heading down the valley when, on June 10, 2018, Sol 5111, well over 7 Martian years of service, another dust storm cut it off from Sun and Earth. When, after months, the global storm subsided, the rover's minders, now family, waited for its solar panels to be blown clean. It appears they were not. After over 1,000 messages attempting to restore contact, Opportunity was declared lost on February 12th. If more than a handful of people ever get to explore Mars in person, surely one day someone will follow its tracks down Perseverance, looking for the mast on which its cameras are mounted, separated for stereoscopy, easily anthropomorphized, to honour a pioneer who travelled far and provided insight after insight into the history of Mars. Until then, imagine her as she was photographed by the orbiting high-rise camera after first reaching the scalloped rim of Victoria, looking down on its rolling dunes, a tiny speck perched on a promontory peak, a new planet swimming before her eagle eyes, watched in silence from the skies.